Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com, either one of those. And if you like to type, here's a long one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. So don't forget all the things you can do there. It's a little bit of small business heaven. I promise you, check it out when you get a chance. Let me introduce you to Steve Chalson. Steve is Director of Marketing Services for Dixie Business. Now, that's the Dixie Cup, folks. And he wants to talk to us about our kids and how they influence the buying decisions of our families. Steve, welcome to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. How you doing?
Oh, good. It's great to be here.
Well, I can see how it would be. Yeah, we're going to have some fun because we're going to talk about kids, and nothing's more fun than talking about our kids. Steve, if you got kids, you know how it is. We're all pretty obnoxious about our kids, and I've got a couple of grandkids, and I'm out of control with those guys.
Yeah, I've got three kids of my own, and they definitely rule the decisions that we make in our house.
So this information, this research that Dixie Business did on how kids make decisions, buying decisions for the families, this was pretty intuitive for you, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, in the case of Dixie, the kids really influence where parents go out to dinner. If you have kids and you're going out to dinner with your kids, the statistics are that 91% of the time they have a say in where you're going. So they have a lot of influence over that.
Well, yeah. And of course, McDonald's figured that out a long time ago, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. The Happy Meal's a draw. And that's kind of
the playground. Now, wait a minute. Let's leave. Now, never mind the Happy Meal. Because, see, I might even be guilty of buying a Happy Meal there. You know, those toys are pretty cute. But I was thinking about the playground.
Absolutely. Well, it's a draw. Those are all draws to get the kids in, and then parents with them, of course.
Chuck E. Cheese and all those guys, all those little things that. But now, see, those are clearly kid focused type of venues and organizations. But what do we do about the organizations that maybe are not quite kid friendly, you know, or maybe they typically are, they're not typically seen as something that a kid would gravitate toward. Aren't there some things that we can do there too?
Oh, absolutely. There's an opportunity for that, because that's really what the small business, the small restaurant owner, you know, small chains, they're battling against. The kids, when the kids are influencing the decisions, they want to go fast food or where the fun and games are. So what they need to do is understand how to attract that audience into their restaurants.
Right. And so what do we know? Tell us what we know about what kids are how they're influencing these decisions.
Well, you know, as you see with the evolution of cars and the minivans with TVs in them and all of that, they're a huge influencer. But, you know, in order to really bring in the parents and the whole families, you have to have, you know, some appeal to the kids and, you know, not just entertaining them and giving them toys, but having them engaged in the meal and in, you know, before the meal, during the meal, after the meal, so the parents can have time to chat and the kids can enjoy it and especially want to come back again.
So you're talking about, and of course, a lot of the things that you're mentioning are food related type of ideas. So you're saying that not only have the food that's cool and the table settings and all that's cool, but actually maybe have some activities for the kids that would be, you know, outside, maybe away from the table. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, you know, at the table, you don't want them to get up and run around. But, you know, at Dixie, we've known kids forever. I mean, I remember Dixie Riddle Cups when I was a kid. And,
right.
And you know, we took two or three of them, and we were, you know, telling the joke. So using our heritage and all of that, we've developed programs that are available to the small restaurant owner that allow them to compete really on a national scale with a kids program that really entertains the kids. There's a puzzle for them to color and take apart and put back together. Of course, famous Dixie cups that are reusable and collectible, and they take along with them with a little whistle straw in it. Fun character cutlery and plates. Just a lot of different avenues that the small business operator on a case-by-case basis can actually purchase through their distributor and use.
Well, and you know, I'm really glad you're bringing this up, Steve, because we got so many small business organizations out there, small business restaurant organizations that are trying to compete with the big companies. It's hard to put up the kind of infrastructure that McDonald's does that competes against us. And so, but the thing is, you know, you do have a dialogue going on there in the car. I mean, the parents are, after a while, they're going to say, look, I can't go back to McDonald's again today. You know,
well, it's always the battle
against. So if you give the parents some kind of ammunition where they say, hey, why don't we go to George's and get some vegetables? They've got whistle straws over there.
Yeah, the whistle straws could get annoying, but yeah, absolutely. You know, when George's can compete and draw from, I mean, parents don't want to go to fast food anyways, but then there's the big national chains that have big budgets to do all this stuff. And here, George, who owns two small restaurants in Des Moines, he can really pull in the crowd, you know, pull in the kids and entertain the kids and have some variety. So they're each time they come in, there's a different plate for them to eat off of with a different character. It's bringing a little bit of fun to the place setting.
Well, one of the things that we have talked about quite a bit on the show is, especially in restaurants, but not just in restaurants, in other businesses, trying to create a little bit of energy, a little bit, maybe even a little theater in your establishment to make adults want to come back, to make their experience special, and to make them feel like, you know, this is something I want to do again. What you're saying is, let's don't forget the kids.
Absolutely. Well, and service is a factor too, because if the wait staff actually speaks to the kids and rather than through the parents, that's even enjoyable for the parents. I mean, there's a place where we go where the owner comes out and escorts my daughter around the restaurant because he's got these big aquariums and that. So
yeah,
that
now,
level
you know,
of service is really important.
That's really weird. I was just thinking about the aquarium thing. There's a Mexican restaurant that I go to in another city when I go visit some folks, and they've got a couple of aquariums, and the kids just love those things.
Yeah, we go to the Chinese restaurant down the road. There are better ones, but Joe is really endearing. He's become part of our family, and he's the owner.
Absolutely, and you know, folks, this is the kind of stuff that doesn't have to, you don't have to have a restaurant to use some of these things that we're talking about. We're going to be right back with our new friend, Steve Chalson. He's with the Dixie Cup folks. They call it Dixie Business. Right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Against your skin so brown, and I want to sleep with.
Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Steve Chalson. He's with the Dixie Cup folks. You know who they are, folks. You've been using Dixie Cups all your life. Steve, I'm sure you're glad to know that people use Dixie Cups all their life, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Dixie Cups were invented almost 100 years ago, 95 years ago.
Is that right?
Yep, been around for a long time.
How about that? That's a great brand. And now, it's not Dixie Cup all by itself anymore, is it?
No, well,
you're part of another group, right?
Yeah, Dixie's part of Georgia Pacific, and Georgia Pacific is a large company, a large consumer product company with brands like Brawny, paper towels, and Quilted Northern, bathroom tissue, and Vanity Fair napkins, and so on.
Now, I know that you guys, one of the things, I want to give you a little plug here, because we appreciate you bringing this research to our attention and these suggestions, so we want to help you out a little bit here. But now you guys have got something called a crazy critter meal, kids meal, and this is something that's prepackaged. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, what we're doing is we've built programs out of our Crazy Critter characters. And you can see them by going to DixieFun.com and even bring
Dixie
the kids
Fun,
there.
DixieFun.com?
Yeah, DixieFun.com. Okay. It's a fun site for kids to play on, little games and things.
Heck, it sounds like I might even go there and play around a little bit.
You can print out things and color them even.
Really? I'm there. Yeah. Well, listen, here's something, though. I know about one piece, one thing that's in the Crazy Critter Kids Meal, folks, and I got to have one of these, Steve. It's a 12-ounce collectible character riddle cup with a lid and a whistle straw. Steve, I got to have one. I mean, that just... I need that for my Coke every day.
Oh, absolutely!
I need a whistle straw. I don't think I've ever had a whistle straw.
You know those accordion straws, the long ones, are whistles, and most parents don't tell their kids that because they'll regret it.
See, I'm the kind of guy that might go to this place that has this food, and maybe without my kids, and ask for the whistle straw. But anyway, Steve, what else do we know about the influence that kids have on getting their parents to buy things, and not just food, because there are other ways, there are businesses out there that are not just food businesses that can do some things to attract some customers through the kids, aren't there?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of, you know, first of all, you know, if you're a retailer or something like that, you know, you need to have, you know, a selection of products that attract kids. But, you know, for example, we only go to a single mall because there's a Hello Kitty store in there and my daughter just has to go there. Or there's a video game store and the kids go there. So, you know, being either having those kinds of kid appeal selections inside of, you know, if you're a retailer or...
So you're saying that if I've got an opportunity to rent a space in a strip mall, maybe next door
Absolutely.
To a kid-friendly store, that might be a little bit. It might get a little spillover. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I mean, there are times where we'll go out to dinner and the kids will run next door to the pet store,
yeah,
and then we'll go into the shoe store while they're, you know, playing with the
Who
kittens.
Who doesn't like a pet store?
I know, you're right. And so being associated with those kinds of stores, whether you're an adult store or not, it's really kind of a nice little babysitter when you're next door.
Well, one of the things you guys recommend, I know, is that you create some kind of interaction, something the kids can participate in, right?
Exactly.
And then make sure, another thing I notice here in the research, that it has to have visual appeal. Kids are drawn to colors and shapes, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Bright colors, simple characters, nice shapes, and, you know, interactivity is really important. You don't want to distract them from their food, but you don't want them to just get a cup and be bored and ready to go, you know, 10 minutes into the meal.
Right. Yeah, Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, so creating that kind of level of engagement before, during, and after the meal is really important, and that's really what we did with these programs.
Well, and also And there is a balance. For some of us, if we do have a business that's not typically traditionally focused on kids, we really have to learn how. The trick is, I think, seems to me, Steve, is to learn how to balance getting the kids to help get mom and pop in the store, but also not losing the attraction that mom and pop has for your store. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, there are stores that say they appeal to moms with kids, and then they have a whole lot of tchotchkes in there. So if a mom brings her kid in, the kids are trying to play with the knickknacks and things, and you don't really want that. So
right.
It's understanding that, and
well,
you know,
well, you
having
know, another thing that you see are bookstores. The bookstores have little play areas, little chairs, and places where kids can come and read and can just spend a little time while mom looks around in the bookstore. I mean, that's a good example of how people have made their stores friendly for kids.
Oh gosh, it's a great example. I mean, there are beautiful couches in these stores where you can sit and read your kids a book and, you know, and shop and spend hours in a bookstore. It's a great example.
I'm thinking we need to that women's stores need to have this for men. You know, have a little area for it. You know, I'm thinking a recliner and a widescreen TV and a remote control. What do you think, Steve?
Oh, that would be excellent, because right now there's just that silly little chair outside
of
the dressing room.
That silly little chair that, you know, even women don't like to sit in, let alone some guys. So
I know, and there's like...
Maybe the next show we can do on that topic, Steve.
You're right, there's like three guys trying to get on that one chair.
Give us the website again, please.
DixieFun.com.
Steve Chalson, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much.
We'll see you next time. He's with the Dixie Cup folks, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Alan Friedman. 29 after this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.